responsively as it comes to us from Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Now let's stand and sing. Please be seated. What a joyful morning this is. I don't know about you, but I'm happy. Are you? It is a wonderful Christmas morning, and where better to be on Christmas morning than with our friends and fellow believers here at church? I know some of you are saying, okay, Carol is yawning right now, and she's going, Jill, I'd rather be home. But hey, I'm enjoying, we're all happy to be here. Vince and Chuck are, you know, coffee and donuts, we're good. So my concern is if only the thrill, the complete joy of this day could last all year. Well, why can it? After all, we who are here know that the miracle of Christmas isn't confined to one day. It's a daily celebration. So I have an idea. Let's steal Christmas. Let's steal it. Kevin died here, but he was still here. Okay, up with the sound, John, a little bit. But yes, we can steal Christmas, even though that is shocking to some. The movies have done a great job stealing some of the important themes of Christmas, so I'm wondering, why can't we? After all, we know that Christmas is only one of countless, countless, countless days when we celebrate the gift of Jesus Christ to our world. Every day, we who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Though admittedly for some, Christmas is simply an excuse to have a stuff and food fest. Get lots of stuff, eat lots of food, and I'm okay with that. I'm wearing my stretch knit pants today. I'm really good with that. But that's not all that Christmas represents. Christmas is more than that. You know, when we read the Bible, we see that humanity tried and tried and tried to earn salvation, but we could never quite manage it. Yet God loves us so much that God decided on a foolproof way to redeem us. And when I think God was thinking of fools, God was thinking about me. What can be a foolproof way? Aha! I'm going to send the gift of my son, Jesus Christ. It is endless grace. We can't lose it because we didn't earn it. Other Christmas gifts can be lost, they can wear out, the warranty can expire, they can break, but not grace. Grace is the gift that lasts forever, and I find that so exciting. Grace is exciting. And I know what you all are thinking. Jill, come on, we know you. You get excited over a doorknob. But you know, what's wrong with getting excited about God's grace? Like kids get excited for Christmas.
Wow! What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Time for an announcement.
Okay.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! Santa here? I know him. I know him.
He'll be here to take pictures with all the children. Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Can you sign this for me?
Ooh. Hi. Santa's coming.
Okay, so it looks like I'm not the only one around here who gets excited. And whereas I recommend skipping the yellow tights and green beanie, there is nothing wrong with being passionate about God, even in public. You know, we read in this scripture just a second ago that the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Well, the zeal of the Lord ought to be contagious, hey, shouldn't it? You know, we don't have to go, I know God! But you know, we can say, I love God, and more importantly, God loves me, and God loves you, and God loves all of us. And that's exciting. Now still, the rest of the year, do we treat God, you know, like a doorknob? I certainly hope not. And I also hope that we don't ignore the joy of Christmas. The joy. I stole one of your bells, Eric. Sorry. Do we forget sometimes to be joyous? You know, I gotta admit, when I go and make a big load of groceries, it's an effort. I don't like running errands. And I make my list and I get in the car and I peruse the aisles, yada, 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 yada. And I come home, I'm unloading everything from the bags, and it never ceases to fail that I go, oh, I forgot the mustard or the milk or whatever. And I hope we're not like that in our spiritual lives, that we, you know, go through our daily routines, we commute, we go to our jobs, we, you know, yada, 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 do all those things, and then some night or some after a month or a year do we go, oh, I forgot to be joyful. You know, truth be told, I can get a little grumpy. Just ask my husband, but better yet, don't ask him. Don't talk to him about it. And regardless of the fact that a child has been born for us and a son given to us, I sometimes choose to be, well, grinchy and grumpy and generally quite harumphy. And don't tell me that you are any different. We all get grumpy at some times, but we have to remember that at the heart of Christmas is great joy.
then, well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And then, the true meaning of Christmas came through, and the Grinch found the strength of 10 Grinches, plus 2.
If the Grinch can be joyful, why can't we? We were just talking before church, some of us saying, man, we are the church of all people. We have to model joy and all the good things that Christ has taught us. But you know, there are those times when it's more than just being grinchy and grumpy, when we, like those who are brought up in the Bible, have walked in a land of deep, deep darkness. Can we remember that on us, the light has shined? And what might that light look like? Well, I think that light looks like love. The love of Mary holding her baby, the love of God releasing his precious baby to us, and the love of Christmas.
Christmas, sweetheart. Oh, Kevin, I'm so sorry.
Well, like Kevin and his family, our love is flawed, isn't it? It's full of disappointments, it's full of mistakes, and it always seems to require forgiveness. Lots and lots of forgiveness. But what would our world look like if there was no love at all? If, in fact, in this movie, in Home Alone, Mom didn't bother to try to get back to her deserted son, and her son really didn't care. Yes, indeed, our love may be flawed, but it is better to love imperfectly than to never know love at all. As has been said, blessed is this Christmas season which engages the whole world in a conspiracy of love. You know, if Hollywood can steal some of these wonderful themes of this blessed day, why can't we? The difference is we don't steal the themes of Christmas to make money. We steal the message of Christmas to make the world a better place. And come to think of it, we don't steal the message of Christmas at all. It is given to us this blessed Christmas day and every single day. So thanks be to God who gives us this gift of Jesus Christ. And Merry Christmas.